Cap.
That's after it's already fired, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't know what
I don't believe I've heard that term used, you know, in conjunction with rifles or shotguns.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Sure. Well, have you ever heard of these things called cottage?
Yes, like yes. That would be what you'd say for a rifle or a pistol. A cottage. Well, because when you buy your shells for your pistol, it has that on the little box, cottage.
You know, some houses, I don't know if the one that you were raised in had it or not, but sometimes the stove was used for heat.
Yeah.
These things that you would keep inside, keep your coal in, you know, for the stove or whatever.
Coal bin? Hod? No. Well, we didn't use coal, of course. We used wood altogether. But...
What is a hod?
Well, isn't a hod a coal bucket?
I'm not familiar with that.
In my thinking it would be, I don't know. Of course, I don't know what people use. Do you folks use coal in your...
The only thing that I'm familiar with as far as a container for coal would go would be this thing with a kind of a scooped out...
That's a bin, isn't it?
Well, it's not... When I think of a bin, I think of some, you know...
Big thing.
Sizable
yeah,
thing.
But this is small.
Yeah, okay. Something that you could carry.
Well, now that's what that's what I'm referring to. And I may be using the wrong term.
Well, let me ask you, do people around here... ever referred to anything as a coal scuttle, something like that?
Yes, yes. And I have seen those. They are selling now in the shops out of beautiful grade of copper.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is that what I was describing?
Yeah, and it's
long?
That's exactly what they're... And I believe they call them the coal. Did you say shuttle?
I said scuttle.
Scuttle.
Coal scuttle.
Scuttle. That's about right.
Well, talking about a stove, you know, the pipe that goes from the back of the stove up to the, you know, the chimney part inside the house, what did you call that?
The stove pipe.
The stove pipe?
Yeah.
Well, what was that part of the chimney, you know, that was inside the house before it went outside, you know, on top? Was that called anything in particular?
I can't recall.
I was thinking in terms of the flue.
Yeah, yeah. Try.
Call that the
flue. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you mentioned this a minute ago, but if you had a knife, you know, the thing that you would use to sharpen it with?
Hone.
Call that the hone.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen anything like, say, if a farmer wanted to put an edge on his axe? Maybe one of these big stones that the pedal operator
That's right, a grinding stone.
Now, is the hone, that was the thing that would put a fine edge on it?
Yes, it's a little long thing that fits in your hands. This other, of course, is bigger, as you say, on a wheel.
Is that hone the same thing as what some people would call a wet rock?
Yeah, a wet stone, a wet rock, same thing.
Somebody told me that Arkansas was well known for their wet stones. Have you ever heard anything to that effect?
No, I haven't.
Not sure about that.
It may be. I understand we've got some lignite.
One thing that I've seen in Arkansas a pretty good bit are these rock shops, you know, these mineral shops. Don't see any of those in Alabama.
I tell you, there are more people around here who are rock collectors.
Is that right?
You'll notice when you go out, I have a few pieces on my plant stands out there. Mr. liked to pick up rocks. He didn't get much into it. He